a day to get outside and experience at least a little fresh air if you can, and maybe go out and see some art. It's time for Where's Art with Annie Dugan, an art instructor in State Scholastica and our host for Where's Art Monday mornings here on Northland Morning. Hi there, Annie. How are you?
Hello, Chris. I am doing fabulous. I thought I'd open with, it's of course, MLK Day, and there's lots of people out recognizing that. And I wanted to recognize the start of empty bowl season at the Duluth Art Institute and all across ceramic studios in our Northland. The event itself is until April. It's April 17th. Of course, people can mark that on their calendars now. But a lot of work goes into making the bowls that people get when they come to Empty Bowl. Of course, MLK was all about fighting inequities, and inequities in food systems is certainly a big one. So Empty Bowl goes towards the food shelf in our community. And starting this Saturday, there's opportunities to make bowls. So this Saturday is the Duluth Art Institute Empty Bowl Throw-a-thon from 10 to 4. And it's basically, it's even if you don't know how to throw a bowl, it's actually really fun to come and watch, because you can watch experienced potters throw as many bowls as possible in a certain amount of time, which is really, it's just fun to see. You know, it's one of those things that's just mesmerizing. You know, there's those videos online where you can, you know, you sort of, you end up realizing that you just spent 5 minutes watching someone throw a bowl. Well, this is, you can do it in real life. So that's 10 to 4 at the Duluth Art Institute Ceramic Studio. Thursdays, starting, they've already started. So Thursdays, if you are an experienced potter, come between 10 and 5 at the Duluth Art Institute. It's open studio. You can just come and make bowls for Empty Bowl. And then Tuesdays in February, gather up all of your friends. If you haven't made ceramics before, this is your opportunity, because Tuesday evenings in February from 6 to 8, you can go. It's just, you know, it's a one-time, one-class deal. You go, bring your friends, and learn how to make bowls, and you can make bowls for Empty Bowl. So just put all of those on your calendar and start thinking ahead about that special event in our community. Wednesday, I'm really excited. Erica Frickelpeck is a yoga instructor and graphic designer, an all-around really great person. She is working with Muggy Moose Massage and Yoga Work to do a yoga and art session opening up this Wednesday. It's, you do hatha yoga first, and then there's an art session afterwards. And, you know, art can really sort of get at a lot of unconscious, you can get at the unconscious brain, and certainly yoga sort of is about that connection as well. So I haven't seen this done in the community before. I've seen yoga in galleries, you know, where you do yoga in galleries, but I haven't seen, you know, yoga and making art. So I'm really excited to see what comes out of Erica Frickelpack's class at Muggy Moose. And then Thursday, Two Moons is a gallery that opened up pretty recently. I think they're maybe a year old. I think they're just over a year old. And they are in the Lincoln Park Craft District. They've been a wonderful, you know, voice in the vibrancy of that community. And they have an opening this Thursday from 6 to 8:30, celebrating three artists, sort of a emerging, established, and mid-career artist. John Payton has passed away, but his art will be celebrated. He did a lot of watercolor, did oils. He was a voice in the Northland of daily life, of the natural beauty. His work will be celebrated, along with his granddaughter will be there to talk about his life and work, because he really was one of those artists that lived a pretty fascinating life alongside of his artwork. Sheila Stavis is a ceramics instructor and studio manager at the Duluth Art Institute Ceramic Studio. She is having a show at Two Loons on Thursday that will open. She really has a lot of whimsy and wonder in her work that is really fun. And it's fun to celebrate those people who, you know, are the sort of the support network, the educators in our community. And then Anna Lisa Kovanen is a new potter. She's been working out of the Makerspace Pottery Studio. And she will have her work available. So it's fun to see all three stages of creativity opening this Thursday at Two Loons. And then Friday at the UUC, let's just say UUC Church. I always get my U's and U's messed up. Unitarian Universalists. Wow. They're saying that really fast. There is a film. I sometimes talk about film because it's a medium that I love and can certainly sort of be grouped into the Where's Art category. They are showing a film, The Secrets of Being Black, the Duluth edition. This is a documentary film done by Classy Dudley and Malcolm Fields, two young filmmakers in the Duluth community. I think it's wonderful to have their reflections on the African-American heritage community. It's a film about Black culture, inequity, education, representation. I'm really anxious to see what they've done. So that's our week in art. There's plenty to get. And do, of course, as always, Chris.
Yes, indeed. Thanks so much, Annie. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Annie Dugan, art instructor at St. Scholastica and our host for Where's Art Monday mornings on Northland Morning. Quite a list of great things to do this week out in the Duluth area.